Lucas and Kieran are video game designers based in Colombia. They're currently working on a video game called Alphamon's Apple Adventure, which they think is going to turn a few heads.
So far, all you do is you start out as like a heart who's like a secret agent, and you have to go through all these worlds and like defeat a ton of guys. And like, no, you're an apple, not a heart. All the evil guys are hearts. And then like,
oh, we have, and Lucas like, and Kieran are in the third and fourth grade. First, like, but these students are not the only ones excited about the video game.
So their hero in the game, I found out, is named Appleman Alpha. He's an apple.
This is Jason Aubrey. He teaches mathematics at the University of Missouri and, in his spare time, video game design at Benton Elementary.
And the enemies are hearts. They have evil heart robots. So it's totally crazy, right?
Aubrey volunteers at Benton on Thursday afternoons,
right,
running
right?
the video game club.
No, it's way better.
Again, zero,
this
zero,
afternoon,
right up at the upper
Aubrey has explained
corner.
To six children why the dragons they design are not shooting fire from their mouths.
I think I'm out of fireballs.
So, he squeezes around knee-high tables, bending down to check on each student's progress on their laptops. He explains the dragon is able to shoot fire at 360 degrees around itself. For some of the younger students in the club, this is the first time they've heard about the degrees in a circle. Aubrey says the lessons teach students everything from the science to the art behind video games.
It's right there. D-E-M-O-N, right?
And they even learn a little bit of spelling. But the children are able to explain it better, beginning with a popular video game song.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds theme.
Angry Birds. Angry Birds. Everyone has to know that.
But for those who don't, Angry Birds is a game where you launch birds through the air at a target using a slingshot. Kieran explains.
Well, you have to have, like, you have to know how to use physics, like, you know. I mean, like, you can't have a game where, like, all the birds will magically levitate into the air once you fling, well, just stay there forever or something.
Wouldn't this be a little bit complex for elementary school kids?
You know, I think that I think they can handle. I mean, they're so excited about it, right? I mean, really, you can do anything. I mean, people that are super enthusiastic, they'll get it.
And that enthusiasm has been a benefit and a burden to Aubrey.
I mean, the main challenge is that they're so eager and they just want to jump in immediately and create the next huge, big, super AAA game, right? And like sort of dealing with that enthusiasm but not killing it is hard.
Aubrey is still learning how to make video games himself, taking his lessons from a book called The Game Maker's Apprentice. He has no video game programming background, except for a game he made in middle school where you move a block around the blank screen. But last summer, his son Lucas wanted to go to video game camp.
So we signed him up too late, so there was not room in it. So he was disappointed, and I said, okay, well, you know, we'll have our own video game camp. And so we got the software, and we just started learning it. And so it was just really, I think, valuable for him, you know, he and I kind of sitting down and figuring it out, learning it together. And that's kind of an experience I wanted to share with the kids.
Aubrey was invited to be part of the revisions to Benton's curriculum, and he showed the games he made with his son. Months later, he's trying to contain the excitement of 9 elementary school children, which is something new for the math professor. And his son, Lucas, is actually glad they didn't go for the video game camp after all.
It's really what got both of us into it. I mean, really. I don't think both of us wouldn't have been this interested in it to start this camp. I think it would have just been like, oh, well, okay.
Aubrey's class is receiving new licenses which will allow them to build more complicated games with three-dimensional worlds. He plans to continue volunteering at Benton and expanding the class next year.
More like up and down, dragon while breathing fire.
Li Jianchong, KBI News.